Good evening, Imbolo Embwe. Thank you for having this interview with lecturer Madhav Tafar.
Thank you.
We are pleased to ask you a few questions regarding your book, Voici venir les rêveurs, published by Edition Belfond. How did you get the idea to write this book?
Well, I got the idea in 2011. One day I was walking down the street in Midtown Manhattan, and I noticed chauffeurs waiting on the street, by the side of the street, next to black cars, in front of the Time Warner building on 58th Street in Manhattan. And then I also noticed executives or men in suits, they coming out of Time Warner building, and they entered the cars and the chauffeurs drove them away. And I was very intrigued about these men who had these chauffeurs, who were there, and the chauffeurs. Some of them, they look like they could be African immigrants like myself. So I was very curious about the relationship between these two men from very different worlds. And also, because I'd lost my job in the recession at that time, I was curious about how the recession affected their lives and their families, and in which ways the recession shaped the dreams they had for themselves.
Okay. So, well, my next question was about the... Is this book, part of an autobiographic, something of autobiographic?
It's not particularly autobiographic, but, you know, Jende and Nenya are from my town. So I grew up in the same town, in the same neighborhood as Jende.
Yeah.
And I came to America and I lived in Harlem in the same neighborhood as them. I also struggled, you know, with the same kind of issues like poverty, because I know what it's like to, like, you know, not have a lot of money in America.
Yeah.
So I think I tapped into my, you know, experience, questioning whether America was really worthwhile. I think that is as far as it was autobiography, but most of it was the stories other immigrants told me about their experiences.
What is the American dream for African people?
I think the American dream is the same for, like it is for most other people, coming here, working really hard, you know, getting an education and then getting a good job, buying a house, having a nice retirement. You know, it's the kind of things that is really hard to get in our countries, because somebody like Jende in Cameroon, the odds of him, you know, moving out of poverty is very slim. But in America, as difficult as it is, there is still a chance you can move out of poverty. It's just very, very difficult.
Yeah. You wish to confront two visions of the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, by two visions, I imagine you mean having it.
Yeah, the white family.
Yes.
And the African.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't remember the wife of the
Cindy.
Cindy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was poor.
Yes.
And she has a dream, you know. To succeed.
Yes.
And you have also the African family.
Yes.
For in which the USA were part of the Eldorado.
Yes, it's you know, the American dream, I think obviously is very individual, but I wanted to confront it because I have seen the price to be paid. You know, like every dream there's a price to be paid, right? And I met people who, you know, I saw the price. Really, in America, to have a certain kind of life and to hold on to it, there's a lot to be paid for it. You know, like the hours you have to work, the way your marriage suffers, you know, because somebody like Clark, his story is very, not very untypical of men in that financial world, how they have to work, you know, to hold on to that dream, to have the vacation house and to have, you know, the kids in the private school. And then, you know, you have the gender, who, that is their dream, but they have to give everything, and yet the chance of them having it is so little. And this is all happening in Manhattan, in like, you know, not very far from each other. So it's people who I've met, you know, and I see, you know, like how this quest for the American dream, how it really transforms them, and what they do to hold on to their dream, you know, like how they sacrifice themselves to hold on to this idea, this dream life that they have in America.
Yeah. So, what is the main idea you wanted to express most?
What is, I'm sorry?
The idea.
The
main idea.
Oh, I was the one main idea. I mean, I think, you know, it's a price to be paid, you know, for the dreams.
Yeah.
I think the idea for me is also like, the way the pursuit of our dreams transforms us. Because what you see in this book is like the choices people make, you know, to get what they want. You know, how you become somebody else. You know, you see what Nene does.
Becoming somebody else.
Yes. Yeah, and it might seem a little like crazy, but people do crazy things to get what they want because they really, really believe in it, you know. And so it's like this pursuit and, you know, the sacrifices you're willing to make, the way the person you're about willing to become.
Yeah, but Jende, except Jende.
Jende, yes, he has integrity.
He has integrity. Yeah. He has his own values.
Yes, he has values. I mean, he does change a little bit, but I think he's somebody who... Jende comes from a place where, you know, class is very important, and he knows that, like, you know, I am a poor man, this is how I behave with rich people, and there's a hierarchy that you don't really question.
Yeah.
But Nene has a different idea, because she doesn't think that, you know, people are entitled to act a certain way because they have money. But it's... The class, to me, is a very interesting idea, because I grew up around class issues. I didn't grow up around race. I grew up around class. And I came to America and I saw class. So the idea of class, how people treat each other based on, you know, the different social classes, was something that was very very interesting to me to explore.
Yeah. Do you think the core of the American dream can modify the migrants' mentalities as Nene and Jende in your book? Nene... was able to get married with someone else.
Yes.
She wanted to leave her child.
Yes.
Incredible.
But the things are like, Nene's story was inspired by women I know who've made similar choices. And it is, even if you think about, like, you know, like women coming from Central America, sending their children to cross the border, it's because you really believe that America is the one place that you and your child can have certain things in life. So you're willing to do whatever you need to do for you and your child to have that. And I think that is Nene's story. She really believes in the American dream, because she's not going to become a pharmacist at a certain level in Cameroon, but in America she can be. So if she means that she marries somebody to get paper, she'll do it. And if she cannot have it, then she'll give her child over to. But it is stories that happened.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're saying that you wouldn't do something like that?
No. No, because I think the African people are very close to their children. So that surprised me. Well, to see that.
No, I mean, I don't know what you mean by close to their children, because I mean, my mother loved me, but she sent me to America. My mother is not in America. She's in Cameroon, and she let somebody else take me to America so that I can have a better life in America.
Yeah.
So, and...
Yeah, but it was your choice.
Yes.
And but, in this case, it's not the choice of the...
No, I wasn't my choice because I was young also. I was 17.
Yeah.
I was 17. So it wasn't... I mean, I was happy with it, but... Where I come from, a lot of parents let other people raise their children so that the children can have a better life. It's not that you're not close to your child, it's because you want your child to have the things that you cannot give your child. It's something that people who don't have, you know, you want your child to have certain things, and what is your choice?
I understand. Maybe the moral of your book is to appreciate more what we have instead of looking elsewhere. What do you think?
I'm not so sure, because that sounds as if we shouldn't dream, right? We should dream.
Yeah.
We should want more.
Well, but I was thinking at the end, and finally, Nene is happy to come back. She'll be rich. Something's changed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think she's that happy, but she accepts the situation because, you know, her husband says so. But there's something to be said for accepting, because, you know, as much as America gave them so many things, America didn't give them that sense of, like, home, the way they had in Limbe.
Yeah.
So I think that is one thing that the book explores, the idea of home, wanting to feel at home, wanting to be at home, you know, wherever you are. And you know, yeah, you know, I mean, you could say that, you know, it's being happy with what you have, but I think you're only happy after you've tried, right, and seen what is out there, and you say, oh, what is out there is not so good after all, so, but you want to at least try. You want to at least try.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For this interview, thank you.